I was a strung-out drug addict and got hit by the power of God at 20 years old. And whether you were like me and way out there at 20, or you were a five-year-old little girl who felt the badness of your heart, the moment that we put our faith and we say, Jesus, I believe that you are my Lord, my Savior, forgive me of my sins, come into my life and change me. In that millisecond, the same miracle took place.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in from all around the nations of the world for this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And I am super excited about my conversation today. You are going to be so enriched, so empowered. We are going to be talking about, to my heart, what are the most important subjects that we can possibly talk about, the most important things in life. My guest joining me today is an author. And he has, let me get this right, he has authored 9 books, 6 prayer albums, and he disciples people through his online school all over the nations of the earth. And he's passionate to help us all go deeper in our experiential walk with Holy Spirit and really knowing the heart of Jesus, not just knowing about him, but, you know, truly experiencing him, which we all are hungry for, right? It's my joy to have joining me for today's conversation, Corey Russell. Corey, welcome.
Thank you, Liz. It's such an honor to be on here with you.
Ooh, I'm excited about the conversation because, like I said, you know, your new book, Praying with Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Literally, I read through it key after key after key. It's a, for you guys, it's a journey. It's an experience of the heart. It's literally a devotional that takes you by the hand, hey, Corey, and just leads you deeper into your experience of praying with Holy Spirit, not to him, but with him. So it's really rich. And so I want to do a deep dive to begin with and go through some of the nuggets. The chapters in the book are entitled the content. Basically, for each chapter, it's like a description of the richness of what people are going to get as they dive into each day's devotional. So I was like, oh my gosh, I just couldn't put it down. So let's do a deep dive. I wanted to start with the first point that just impacted me, which was the greatest miracle of all. So now I started to read it. I'm like, yes, it's when we stop and consider what's actually happened to us, it's mind-blowing. So can we start there? The greatest miracle of all. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think when we talk about relationship with the Holy Spirit and prayer and all that kind of stuff, it's almost like we separate it from the glory of what happened the moment we were born again.
Yeah.
You know, in that reality, being born of God, I like to think of it. I was a strung out drug addict and got hit by the power of God at 20 years old. And whether you were like me and way out there at 20, or you were a five-year-old little girl who felt the badness of your heart, the moment that we put our faith and we say, Jesus, I believe that you are my Lord, my Savior, forgive me of my sins, come into my life and change me. In that millisecond, the same miracle took place. God took of his very own substance, his very own nature, and infused it into our dead spirit. And God came and took up residence on the inside of us. He came and he dwelt on the inside of us, and he made his home within us. So many of us are always looking forward to what's next, what's the cool thing. But I would say, the cool thing is the miracle that God is now dwelling on the inside of us, and our human bodies can contain his glory and can contain his nature and his presence in such a remarkable way. And so I think we need to stop. This is what Paul said in Colossians 1:27. This is the mystery which we preached among the Gentiles. It's this: Christ in you, the hope of glory. So it begins with Christ in us. And I think we need a revolution of the miracle that's already taken place to access and to begin to grow on that journey of intimacy with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's so impacting, isn't it? And I want us to go deeper there to be able to re-engage with that experience, because when we reconnect with the reality of what you've just said, our lives are transformed. Even if we've been walking with Jesus for many years, we numb out to that reality, don't we? It becomes over-familiar for us, and we disconnect because of the pressures in life. And there's one of your chapters where you talk about reconnecting to the reality of Holy Spirit, going deeper again, rediscovering was the language that you used, rediscovering God within us, Christ within us. So what have you found to be most helpful when you're discipling people around the world? How do you help people rediscover that reality for themselves again?
Yeah, I think it has to do with a couple of things. If I'm discipling people, I want to give them verses that I
Yeah.
want to give them, because we got to get renewed in the spirit of our minds to really, so we can grow in the faith of the indwelling spirit and start from there. So I love to give them verses on like what Jesus said about being born again. What does it mean to be born of God? First John, it says that God's seed dwells in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. 2 Corinthians 3, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Every passage, all of John 14 through 16, the Spirit who's, I just want to renew minds and then get people to calm down and just say, your breakthrough isn't out there, it's in here. And Christianity is not outside in, it's inside out. And I try to get them to dial down and to begin to connect with the fact that God's in us, and he wants to break out of us. And so we do that through meditating on scripture. We do that by activating your prayer language and beginning to talk. We activate it by talking to the Holy Spirit. Many of us will talk to the Father, we'll talk to Jesus, but because this is the problem, Liz, we see Holy Spirit as an addendum to the Trinity, or some side piece.
Like an energy or instead of a
Yeah, an
person.
energy. We don't see him as a person. That's why salvation isn't personal. It's a transaction. And now I don't go to hell. It's so much more than not going to hell. It's that there's a recreation, a new creation. That old, we receive a new nature with new desires, a new relationship with God, a new destiny, new power over sin. And I think we have to put Holy Spirit back at the heart of everything, because Holy Spirit's whole job is to bring us into the revelation of Jesus and to take us to the throne room. And
Yeah.
so that's some of the things that I do.
I just love your language, and I love, I can feel the impartation coming through when you're speaking, because this is your life, right? This is what you
Yes,
discovered. So
yes.
take us back again to that moment where I didn't know that you'd been a drug addict and that was your life then. So was your conversion dramatic? Did you literally meet Holy Spirit and shift in your identity and awareness of life?
Yeah, I'm going to give a long story short, but the short of it is it was February 18th, 97, and a friend of mine was, he had gotten radically saved, and he was preaching to me. And I told him, I don't want to hear anything. So he drove us back. We had lunch. He drove me back to the college parking lot. And right before I got out of the van, Holy Spirit filled the van. And before I knew it, I was shaking violently like I was having a seizure. And all I could see was a tug of war battle between light and darkness over my soul. He pulled in the back of the parking lot, started praying. I start choking, and I knew I had to get out the name Jesus, but all I could get out was G's, 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 G's. And finally, I just screamed the name of Jesus. The hold broke off of my throat, and it was like God came and breathed into my mouth. I got received CPR because God breathed into my mouth. And then all I could say is, I've got air, I've got air, I've got air. And then after about 5 minutes, I jump out of the van into the parking lot, and I say, Jesus, I give you my life, I'm yours. And I experienced immediate salvation, deliverance from everything in one touch of the raw presence of God. And that would take me on a journey. That explosive moment led to a move of God in my hometown, where we would see 5 meetings a week till 3 in the morning. God began to break out in a small town, and I got addicted to the presence of God. And so that really began my journey of, I want to be in the presence of God, but it's not just some force. He's a person. And so that really began my journey over what's going on? Who are you? What are you like? And so that's taken me on the journey over the last 26, 7 years.
Yeah, and I think your story is so inspirational for people. Like, there's hope for anybody, isn't there? Whatever state of
Absolutely.
life they're in, whatever pain, whatever mess, he's real. And when he comes to live inside of us and you begin to know him, like you're living a very transformed life. And I love the fact that was it. You were like sold out, your
Oh.
addiction now was God himself. And just you can't get enough of him, can you? I know I didn't have a story like yours, but my own story, it was like black white. Everything I had known to be real, suddenly I realized was not the case. And he is the way, he is the truth, he is life, he is love, he is power. And in his presence, we're free. Like you experience freedom from the most challenging situations in life, and same Holy Spirit for all of us. Okay, there
Yeah,
was another,
yeah.
there's a, sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, and I just want to say it. You don't have to go through all of that. The same miracle took place for a 5-year-old little girl who said, Jesus, I want to give you my life. The same miracle. God took and infused his life on the inside of us. Okay, let's
Just
go.
amazing. Just amazing. Oh my gosh, and I can feel your passion. Ah, so okay. Talk to us another area in your book. I was undone. I'm like, oh, I want to ask you about this. Keys to unlocking the supernatural realm, the kingdom of God, the spirit realm. Talk to us about that and the keys, because so many people, we get communications in, as I know you do, from all over. People struggle with spiritual sight, spiritual sensitivity, unlocking that whole revelatory realm. How do we go there?
I think one, I think one, us understanding it's your inheritance is to know the deep things of God. It is your inheritance. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 2, it says that the Spirit searches the deep things of God, and that we've received the Spirit who is from God so that we might know the deep things and the freely things given to us. I think one, knowing it's your birthright, and then number two, God's into revelation and fascination. Holy Spirit loves to reveal Jesus. So some of the keys that I do, my big keys are meditation in the word, speaking the word, because that gives you faith. Number two, talking to the Holy Spirit. But my big one, Liz, is extended times of praying in the Holy Spirit, and beginning to engage your prayer language, talking to him. And what I find is, and everybody's different based on how you see. Some people, for me, it's supernatural revelation in the word. I will get instantaneous knowing. I will just know things. There will be a prayer that will come out of the inside of me. I sometimes see, most of the time, it's just a knowing. Others see, others feel, others hear. I think we're not just trying to get revelatory. We're trying to connect to a person. And as long as we make God and connection to God the goal and not just what we're going to get from him, I believe he surprises us with walking in this supernatural realm of simple life that can just be lived out. So I'm a real big proponent, like Paul said, where he said, I thank God that I speak with tongues more than all of you. And I think that is the door and the key to living supernatural in all areas of life is that continual praying in the Holy Spirit.
That's hugely important, and actually, it's largely misunderstood, isn't it? The gift of tongues, or underutilized. It's such a spiritual power because it's Holy Spirit, right? It's Holy
Yes,
Spirit moving
yes.
inside of us, filling us with supernatural knowledge and capacity for connection. And yeah, and I've forgotten about that verse. That's super important for us to remember, isn't it? That's what Paul said. I am
I believe it's the greatest door into Paul's devotional life. is that verse.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's what
absolutely.
he did. That's the man that wrote the New Testament, that modeled the character, the gifts, the fruit, the wisdom, the revelatory realm, said, this is what I do all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So when in your life, when you're praying in tongues every day, what have you seen as the fruit of it?
Yeah,
Obviously, the
all of
revelatory
that.
realm opening up. Yeah.
Yes, the Bible explodes for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of a sudden, Bible starts popping out of me, phrases. He awakens the word, but he'll also give me those prayers for people. I really begin to get into his heart for people that are in need, friends, family, people that I haven't talked to in a while. And I will begin to feel the heart of God for them and begin to pray for them. He will bring me into his mind. I call praying in tongues picking the brain of the Holy Spirit. And he's taking you into his heart. I think he'll give you divine ideas. Hey, send money to this person. Prophesy. Here's a word. I want you to call this person. And I think just living in that access is a lot. Here, Corey, you need to do a book. You need to do this. A divine idea will come to you. And so I think all of it happens in that place. And it usually takes me about, and we've got to give a generation a vision for extended times, not just the theological badge of falling down at the altar when you quote unquote feel God, but engaging him when you don't feel him and beginning to linger in his presence with just spirit to spirit connection. Because that's the thing, our brains don't understand what we're saying. The mind's unfruitful. And so we don't know what we're saying, but our spirit is connecting to God. And usually what I found after is that after that, my understanding gets inspired, but it's usually after a time of not knowing what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's seriously powerful because you begin to be spirit infused, spirit led. Your spirit comes up into ascendancy, having been filled, and Holy Spirit seems to bypass our filters, doesn't he? The
That's right.
experiences that we've had in life that form our belief system that hasn't been deconstructed yet by the Holy Spirit and brought back in line with truth, and all of that is bypassed as he fills us with his revelation. And I think as well, once he starts to take us, like you said, into his heart, and we come in agreement then with his intention regarding people, what we're to do with our life, and so forth. That's true intercession.
Yes.
That's true authority.
Yes.
We start to operate governmentally from there, don't we? Because we literally are becoming an oracle, an overflow of the heart of God in our actions and proclamations. And it's just life-changing to live from there, isn't it? And tongues is the
Absolutely.
gift, the fastest way, like you said, to get us there. And I love what you said about the word popping. I love the word of God too. And it's interesting what you said because I felt like you're helping us to realize that all these different ways that we experience God, whether the supernatural realm, whether we're seeing or knowing, whether we've got revelation suddenly flooding into us or faith igniting inside of us as we're reading the word, that's supernatural. That's seeing in the spirit, isn't it? And moving as spirit beings. It's all extremely legitimate. Whether we're seeing, hearing, feeling, sensing, knowing, it's all coming from God to
Absolutely.
empower our life, right? It's just, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think some of us have an idea of, okay, the massive vision, the massive audible voice of God. And I feel like the Lord just said, hey, Corey, dial it down. There was an old, I think it was Kenneth Hagin, way back years ago. He said he had several visitations with Jesus, and he was sick and going through something, and nobody was in his house, and he hears steps coming down the hallway. In walks Jesus. Jesus walks into the room, sits on the bed with him, and talks with him about the prophetic ministry and about different things that were coming. And then they got towards the end of their time together, and Jesus looked at him and he says, I'm never going to come to you in this way again. But from now on, I'm going to talk to you by the still small voice on the inside of you. And I'm going to reveal myself to you on the inside. And I need you to know, Kenneth, that in the same way that you're talking face to face with me right now, the same thing is happening when you're engaging with the small pictures and the small voice and the small emotions. The same thing is taking place. And that changed my life to dial it down and to begin to say, you know, because we picture supernatural means I'm floating around. No, we're living in this world, but yet having two conversations at once. And I think that's what God's wanting to teach us, is how to live in two places at once. When
Yeah.
Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he says, I want you to know the Son of Man is in heaven right now. That's what he told him in John 3. Jesus talking to Nicodemus goes, the Son of Man is in heaven right now while he's on the earth. So Jesus lived in two places at once.
Yeah. Showed us the life that we are now privileged to live as
Absolutely.
Jesus is, so are we in this world, and he's firstborn among us. And we look at how he lived, and he lived connected to the Father by Holy Spirit to reveal the Father. And
Yes,
that's
yes.
our life. That's our privilege, isn't it? I love that. That just so impacted me when you said that. It's like, yes, it's Jesus by his Spirit inside of us. Holy Spirit is leading us into all truth. We are already supernatural beings. We're just sensitizing increasingly, aren't we, to the reality that already is. Okay, there's another question I have for you. Again, it's part of one of the chapters, and I thought, oh, that's amazing. It was warfare, successful warfare
Yes.
through intimacy. Profound. Talk to us about that. Profound.
I call it God-centered warfare. I call
Yeah.
it God inspired, God infused, God directed. I feel like this is the other thing too, is that most of our warfare talks has a big devil and a little God. You know, devil gets,
Incorrect.
yeah, exactly. And I am all about connection with God and getting his divine perspective, getting above the storm. Because this is what happens. I see two offensive weapons in Ephesians 6. I see the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, but a lot of people miss Ephesians 6:18, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That right there is the, and I want to say this, I want to submit this to you. I believe it's through praying in the Spirit that builds the Word of God in us to come out of us like a sword. And that's what cuts the head off the works of the devil. That's what breaks the power of lies. That's what settles the storms, is when our spirits have been built, the Word of God comes out like a sword. And that's the warfare. That's really what got me into warfare, or into praying in the Spirit, is we had so much stuff happen in our early years. We had, you know, a lot of sickness. You know, demonic presences would show up in our house. We had to, and so I got thrown into this through the enemy saying, "Hey, I want to take you out." And I would say, "God, I'm going to go pace in my living room and pray in tongues until I feel the shift. I'm going to pray until I feel the shift." And sometimes that would be 5 minutes, sometimes that would be 2 hours. And I would pace in my living room, declaring the supremacy of Jesus, the greatness of God, the high place of my identity in Christ, and the reality of my connection through the Holy Spirit. And that's where he taught me how to fight according to the Spirit. And the Word of God would come out of me with power. And that's what has kind of informed all of these years.
Just amazing. I can feel the intolerance for the enemy in coming from you. It's like, you just do not tolerate
No.
lies of the enemy. And there's just so
No.
much faith because of the walk, your story, the journey that he's had you on is just, he just works all things together for our good, doesn't he? There's nothing wasted. Whatever the enemy tries to do to bring harm against your life, he utterly transforms it, doesn't he? He's just amazing.
Oh, glory.
Oh.
Listen, Romans 8:26, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself helps us in our weaknesses. And he makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And then it says, he who he's talking in Romans 8:27, he talks about the unity between Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They're in unity in a prayer meeting inside of us, to bring us into the full will of God. That's why we know that all things work together. It's preceded by those verses. It's because God's praying the perfect will of God in us and through us.
Our great high intercessor in continual intercession for us, and who is God. Therefore, we win, so we can rest. The reality, we have to stay
connected. If God is for us,
the victory.
If God is for us.
Yeah, who can be against us? Absolutely. It's the truth. It's such an exciting time, isn't it, right now? Because I feel Holy Spirit is moving so powerfully, waking us all up, strengthening us, bringing us to this place where we can walk by the Spirit out of who we actually are as a new creation, that authentically in rest with divine perspective. And I know you do that. You help people come into a divine perspective, a worldview that's biblical and real, so that we can move powerfully through the earth. Just amazing. Okay, I want to ask you, please, would you pray? Would you pray for everybody so that there can be this shift?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Just everybody, just open up your hands and let's just. And some of you constantly are dealing with, there might be people on this that deal with loneliness or rejection or deal with isolation or deal with all kinds of things. Guys, I want you to know you're not alone. God dwells on the inside of you. You have a very present help in time of trouble. I love Psalm 46. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. I thank you that there is a river that is dwelling on the inside of you and that is springing up. There's a fountain springing and a river breaking out. I thank you that there is a burning fire dwelling on the inside of you. I thank you that there is Shekinah glory dwelling on the inside of you. I thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that every person that's on this call, if you've given your life to Jesus, you are one spirit with Jesus Christ. You are one spirit with Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray right now for just a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit upon every person right now. I pray that you would flood into bedrooms, into living rooms, into cars, on walks. I pray for the fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. I pray for those new tongues. I pray for that new connection, that new sense of connection with God. I pray for that. I pray for that depression to break in the name of Jesus, that oppression to break in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. And Father, I just pray in the same way you breathed on those disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I pray for the breath of heaven just to breathe on every soul right now. I pray for an activation of the life of God on the inside of you. I pray for that activation of the life of God. Children, this is your inheritance. Children, this is your portion. You're one spirit. The spirit of adoption cries out within you, Abba, I belong to you. You're not alone. I break off that loneliness and that rejection. And I just say you're in the house and you're in the family. Father, fill them right now in the name of Jesus. I belong to God. I belong to God. I just want to say he's given you everything. You are partakers of the divine nature. And you don't have to keep looking outside. Friends, what he's given you is inside. I just pray that you would release a revival in the Holy Spirit and a move of God among every person. Release it, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Holy, 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 holy. Wow. Wow. We agree. Wow, wow, we agree with what you're doing, Holy Spirit, right now. We agree for every life transformed, every life transformed, every heart reignited, every spirit completely saturated in your presence. We agree. We thank you, Jesus, for every person immersed in the experience of your love all over again right now, set free from every orphan state of heart, set free from fear, from everything that's been debilitating them, set free from everything, every... Whoa, work of the enemy that would try to cause them to be isolated and oppressed. We thank you for your love being experienced by everyone right now of our family around the nations of the earth. Oh, Holy Spirit, saying, awake, 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 arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Deep darkness may cover the earth, but my light has risen upon you, has risen within you. I am in you always. Wow. Wow. Always. To the end of time and beyond, always. You are mine and I am yours. Wow. Corey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy, if you guys can stay with Holy Spirit right now, just keep going deeper into him, deeper into the experience of his love and of his presence enfolding you and filling you. You're going to have such freedom in your life from today. Wow. Corey, that was so powerful. Thank you for bringing you and your precious relationship with Holy Spirit into this moment.
Thank
And
you.
thank you for pouring it into the book that you've written. It's a gift to us. Yeah. Thank you. And guys, thank you for giving us your time. Go and enjoy Holy Spirit. Have the most amazing week. And I look forward to being you again with you next week. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And so I did. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation straight from their heart, from their own relationship with Jesus into you. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. This is a supernatural mentoring community, and I do not want anyone to miss out. He is healing us. He's setting us free. He never, ever misses a week with us. His presence is so strong among us. He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. We are gathering at the feet of Jesus by his personal invitation. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.